The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. So, Ira, real quick, some of the reactions. I mean, often you can tell about the quality of a guy from the reactions from, you know, where they came from. And the Kentucky beat people, they were unanimously saying this was a huge loss. So I just give you a few of them here. There's a guy from Kentucky.com named Josh Moore. And he said on Twitter, Steve Klinkscale is going to be tough for UK to replace. Cat's secondary is deep and talented, so that'll be attractive for a potential hire. But getting guys like DeAndre Square, Marquand McCall out of Michigan, probably going to be much harder now. Another one. And so I got to find what these guys, what their affiliation is. But let's go down and get a... another one. This one comes from a guy from the Courier Journal named John Hale. And John Hale says, Klinkscale built the Michigan recruiting pipeline that landed UK DeAndre Square, Marquand McCall, Justin Rogers, and others, had branched out to recruit Tennessee too. Plus his producer, his position group produced three draft picks in the last 3 years. I actually have it at four, but I think he's missing one, maybe three second or third round draft picks, but he also had a sixth round pick in the most recent draft. So he was another that highlighted what a loss it was. There's a guy named Lee K. Howard, who is a CBS, a reporter for CBS and had been at Fox in Lexington. And he said in his reaction, this is a big loss for the UK football program. Klinkscale has been one of the best recruiters on Stoops' staff. We get to another one. I mean, I had Josh Hinchke do this story. He said, man, I can only include so many of these. He was like, I got tired of saying this is, you know, adding guys. I had to sift through which ones I wanted to use. There were so many people saying, this is a big loss. Chris Hummer from the Kentucky 24/7 sports site. Great hire for Michigan. Really tough losing a coach in May, but Klinkscale is a high-level recruiter who'd been involved with many of the same recruits that Mo Linguist had been in on. I mean, you go down the line. There was so much. The creator of Kentucky Sports Radio, Matt Jones, said this is a tough loss for the staff. I mean, it goes on and on is the point. Now, we've talked so much about him as a recruiter, and I want to spend this last minute or so making it clear, and maybe I need to spend more time on this for emphasis. You aren't getting just a recruiter. I mean, there are coaches out there. We can think of some that when they are recruiting, you know, they are looking at X-rated websites. You know, they aren't coaching. They aren't. Yeah, that's probably the extreme, right? But we've seen examples of that in the Big Ten, have we not, Mr. Weintraub? So this is not that. This is not getting a guy who is a recruiter and then just watches during practice. This is a dude that's produced, you know, four draft picks in the last 3 years from the secondary, has had top performing secondaries in the SEC. It's not going to get any harder than the SEC, Mr. Weintraub. And so just check the tape. And I keep talking about how they came back. And they came back after losing six players from the secondary. In 2019, they limited opponents to 167.8 yards per game. Number three in the country, Ira. That's an amazing, you know, passing performance. I know we got to get to the break, but 2020 was more impressive to me. It wasn't more impressive by the numbers, but it was more impressive considering they had lost their top six guys on the depth chart. And they came back that following season to average 232.9 yards. They finished 224.6 yards per game. And that was best in the SEC. And they were ranked third in pass defense with and that was after having to replace the top six guys on the depth chart. That's big time stuff. And it was consistent throughout his time at UK. So they got a coach and a recruiter, Michigan did. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.